This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
Seems kind of wild to say this out loud, but we are almost 3 years into this pandemic, and a whole lot of things are still trying to adjust. People, companies, cities, too. The people who are in charge of those cities are trying to figure out what their new normal looks like and how to get people to come back, especially to downtown business districts. A lot of office workers are back, sure, but more probably are not and may never be. New York City released its plan for a new New York this week. And like a lot of cities, it's looking at converting office space to apartments, improving public transit, and making city streets more inviting. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Walking around Midtown Manhattan on a weekday now actually feels a lot like it did before the pandemic. It's busy.
On the street, at least.
But Rob Burns with the East Midtown Partnership says it's a different story inside office buildings. And given the choice,
I can see why people wouldn't necessarily want to slog to the office, to the steel canyons of Midtown.
The goal, though, is to make it a place people do want to go, even if they don't have to.
We want to draw people outside, into the street, into green space.
Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine says closing streets to cars and opening them to pedestrians and outdoor dining has been a big success where it's been done.
We've heard that from local retail because people are coming in for the experience, and then they're shopping.
Doing more of that, he says, should be a big part of reimagining business districts. So should turning vacant office space into apartments, though that will take longer to pull off.
You couldn't just turn the Chrysler Building into housing today.
It would require changing zoning laws, but a lot of cities are looking at doing that, including Boston. Michael Nichols is with the Downtown Boston Business Improvement District.
Our student population is back, our tourists are back, our theaters are filling back up.
Bars and restaurants are too, but retail stores are still suffering because office workers aren't really back. Going forward, Nichols says,
you have to focus on not hoping for the return of the office worker,
but instead trying to build something new. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.